1-800-265-2665. NMLS 64367.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff going on in our state relative to politics, because we've got redistricting, and the rules are, they are a-changing. Changing. Jesse Turner, Republican candidate for Congress, District 1. That's CD1. And he is a civil rights leader, homeless activist, and he always reminds me he is also a politician. We'll get a chance to visit with him and find out more about what's going on. A little bit later on, Tommy White will join us, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. And we'll get the political layout from a union perspective. Also, we'll talk about the Raiders and how their game tomorrow has been delayed to Monday. It's just bizarre. And by the way, we're gonna keep track of all of this stuff that's going on relative to the variant Omicron and how it's impacting not just the National Football League but the NHL, the NBA. And it might even be interrupting your holiday travel plans. We'll let you hear from an expert who knows a lot about that kind of stuff. And we'll find out if you're willing to change your travel plans to accommodate Omicron. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The defense has rested in the trial of the suburban Minneapolis police officer charged in the fatal shooting of black motorist Dante Wright. Testifying in her own defense, Kim Potter says the traffic stop during which she fatally shot Wright, quote, just went chaotic.
I remember yelling, taser, 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 and nothing happened. And then he told me I shot him.
The defense wrapping up its case soon after Potter took the stand today to testify about that day. Also at townhall.com, at a news conference, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Democrats' vast social and environment package is too costly and is not needed.
CBO pointed out the true cost of the bill. It's not $1.7 trillion, it's $4.9 trillion. The last thing the country needs is that additional debt, particularly given the aftermath of the so-called rescue package back in March.
President Biden acknowledging that his sweeping social spending package will not get passed by Christmas. Earlier today, President Biden traveling to South Carolina to address December graduates at South Carolina State University. This was the president's first time in South Carolina as president. U.S. health officials endorsing test-to-stay policies that allow close contacts of students infected with the coronavirus to remain in classrooms if they test negative. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has decided to more firmly embrace the approach after research of such policies in the Chicago and Los Angeles areas found that COVID-19 infections did not increase when schools switched to test to stay. Stocks finishing lower today. The Dow down 531 points. The NASDAQ was off 10. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Nevada Open Enrollment is here.
Don't let those who are in bad health allow your rates to increase.
Locally owned and operated, the professionals at Pro Insurance find a solution to save you and your family money on health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services.
Call today for a no-cost consultation.
If you're a small business owner, Pro has solutions that fit your business. Call Pro Insurance now. 702-280-6240. 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance or visit P-R-O-W-E Insurance.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, just like the sports world, Clark County's 14-day COVID-19 test positivity rate continues to inch upward. But for the moment, it's holding steady at 7.8%. Up 2 percentage points since its recent low of 5.8% in early November. Nevada's 14-day test positivity rate is unchanged at 7.5%, and as of yesterday, 53.6% of eligible Nevadans 5 and older have been fully vaccinated. Grass lawns could soon be illegal in the Vegas Valley. The Southern Nevada Water Authority is considering a new resolution which would prohibit grass lawns in all new developments except at schools, parks, and cemeteries. Two decades of drought have led to the first federally declared water shortage for Lake Mead. The Colorado River supplies about 90% of Southern Nevada's water. Mr. Las Vegas has a return date to the Strip. Wayne Newton's Wayne, up close and personal, is going to be back January 24th at the Wayne Newton Theater at Bugsy's Cabaret. And he does have four dates, which are scheduled in the month of January.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty. A
couple of crashes working on area freeways right now. 15 northbound at Russell. That is blocking the HOV lane. And another collision, US 95 eastbound, that's at Martin Luther King, and the on-ramp and the left lane are blocked in that incident.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do would follow through. The exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, it's taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, it's, I mean, think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Friday, Get the Weekend Started edition of Live and Local. Always good to have on my friend Jesse Turner, a Republican candidate for Congress in CD1. He's a civil rights leader. He's a homeless activist. And as I'm so many times reminded, he's also a politician, and he joins us. Jesse, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Kevin. It's Friday. You know, it's the best day of the week. I'm talking to you.
I just absolutely love it. So I come into the office, and up there on my desk is this plaque from the Minority Business Association, and they have named me Man of the Year. And it says, for your outstanding support of minority businesses. I think that's absolutely wonderful. Somehow I think you may have had a hand in that.
Not really, because it was, you know, you made that happen. You was one of the first people that actually reached out to minorities in the party, to me in particular. I've been in this party a long time. I've been fighting the fight as a civil rights leader way before I was ever, you know, I was a strategist. I wasn't planning on running for Congress when I met you. You know that. You know, the Man of the Year is about the man. Ahearn's won Business of the Year. We all have it. We have a club. It's the Minority Business Association, the Association of Businesses. But you actually, as far as the stars, you broke the news on the stars. Remember that?
That's right.
New minority. So you was the one that helped promote not only minorities in politics, but in business. But that award is about the man. It's the Man of the Year. So the reason I nominate you and you won because of the type of man that you are. That's for the man. And anybody who really know you personally know that you are very well deserving of it, and you're probably the most underrated broadcaster in America.
Oh, you are too kind.
Because you're the best.
You are too kind. I want to ask you, because this is the time of year when we always take a look back at 2021, and I want to know what 2021 has meant for you and your beautiful family. Talk a little bit about what 2021 was all about for you.
Well, 2021 was amazing for me, you know, because although I'm a marble mason and I'm a comedian and I'm civil rights, I do a lot of different things. I never really wanted to run for Congress, you know, and so it's a family decision, and I felt that I was the person that was best suited to do it, whether I wanted to do it or not, for my grandkids, for the people in District 1. So, you know, I made that sacrifice, and knowing what it would be, being a black Republican, being from the hood, being OG, being all of these things that's going to naturally bring me under attack, you know, for me, being able to say, okay, I'm prepared. I've been doing this 40 years. If I can't get it done, then something's wrong with me. I'm ready. So, and to come out and get on your show, to set up the Rush Limbaugh Arena of Ideas and Debates, for anybody in America, any Democrat to come and want to debate me, to see everybody just basically run and and fear, you know, proving that if you're proud, you're a proud Trump supporter, and you can articulate yourself, and you can defend conservatism, and you're willing to be peaceful and nonviolent and have that debate, that you can be a communist Democrat anywhere, any place, anytime. If you have faith in Jesus, that's going to be more, it means more than money. You can't serve God in money. And if people have faith that you're going to really lead and lead in their best interest, that what this year's shown me is that God does bless America every day, no matter how many people want to hate on this country.
I've got to ask you, because a lot of people have been asking me, redistricting in CD1. Dina Titus is supposedly screaming bloody murder that she's been redistricted out of existence, so to speak. What is your sense of what happened in CD1 with redistricting? Did it become more Republican or at least less Democrat?
Well, what happened was they ran a primary opponent against her. So the Democrats are working to go more progressive. Dina Titus is considered not that aggressive, so she progressive or aggressive. So they ran a very progressive, basically communist primary opponent against her, a young AOC type. So Dina Titus is really upset because she's in a tight primary with a communist, basically with a lot of California support. And without the support of the party, it's very difficult. So they just want to replace her. So she's not talking about fear of Republicans. She's talking about fear of her primary opponent that's even more communist than her and younger. She's history. So the Democrats don't, they feel it's a non-competitive race, so it's not like she's worried about Republicans. They feel we're non-competitive. The problem is, me being a black American and having such a payoff, I already start taking District 1. It don't matter whether they redistrict with my campaign, because I ran a campaign to win in California. I ran a campaign to win in New York. I ran a campaign to win anywhere in the country as a black American Trump supporter. I ran a campaign to win anywhere. So it didn't matter how they redistricted, because I knew the party needed to bring in more minorities, and I knew we had to grow. So I had been doing it so long, it just fell in my wheelhouse. So they have every right to be afraid, because I was already going to take District 1. It just made it easier for me to take it. And if she loses the primary, it's going to be even easier for me, because I could beat a communist any day, anywhere, any place, any time.
I want to ask you, Mitch McConnell, and the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, in fact, I just saw members of the Martin Luther King family saying there should be no MLK celebration until this voting rights bill is passed. First of all, what do you think of the John Lewis Voting Rights Act?
Well, I was just watching it, too. I was watching it probably at the same time you was watching when MLK, his son came on like a big doofus, talking about the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. Which is all, this has nothing to do with civil rights. First of all, you're talking about the filibuster is white supremacy. And this is all a con to get the DOJ, Merrick Garland, in control of voting. That's it. It's the Merrick Garland communist government takeover Voting Rights Act. They don't care anything about civil rights, but they get ready, they have to have this done before 2022. So this is, like we said, we're talking about what's coming. Next year, we don't have candidates that can stop the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, which they are saying this democracy depends on this. This is what they're going to run this on. This is saving democracy from white supremacy. And they have to have this done before the 22 election so that they can have Merrick Garland in control of the DOJ and voting. So there's no more big lie. So if Stacey Abrams said, I won Georgia, that could be true to them. If Hillary Clinton says, hey, I really won, Trump didn't win, that could be true. But the moment we question anything, once this Voting Rights Act becomes law, then the DOJ, now you really, anybody can say, I don't think the mail-in voting or whatever is right. You automatically can go to jail for that.
Well,
that's pure communist takeover of voting.
Well, and the other thing is, it would federalize voting, which traditionally, as long as I can remember, and I'm getting up there, it's always been a local issue. I'm not sure if it's by the Constitution or by statute, but it's always been a local issue, and local people run their own elections. I just don't understand this whole notion of federal. Is there a good reason for federalizing elections?
I just gave it to you so that we can never disagree with them. So you don't have to talk about voting machines or anything like that. This is going to the DOJ. Merrick Garland is already out for revenge for not being on the Supreme Court. I don't think we're seeing what's happening. But the problem is Mitch McConnell, Liz Cheney, the last three presidents other than Trump we put up, this is bipartisan. This is the same thing we talked about with the infrastructure deal. Me and you, on your show, way before they sold us out, and you asked me, Jesse, what can we do? And I said, if we don't do nothing now, Mitch McConnell's going to give them trillions in infrastructure, knowing that they would only need 50 votes in reconciliation to give them trillions more. And it's the same thing with the carve-out now. Mitch McConnell right now for the debt ceiling introduced this and changed. If you listen to Hannity the other day, he's sounding an alarm like I am. Mitch McConnell is actively working with these people to pass this. And unless we wake up, by the time 22 come around, it won't matter. We would give them trillions of dollars. We were giving them control, government control of voting. And if we don't get control of the House with people who actually understand politics, because right now we need people who do understand politics, we won't even be able to control oversight. So we have people talking about everything, but what's really the most important thing is we've already given them bipartisan trillions of dollars and more through reconciliation, which makes Joe Manchin the most powerful person in the world. And now we're going to give Merrick Garland control over voting rights in a civil rights fight. Because this is a civil rights fight. That's what they're going to use. So if we don't elect civil rights leaders like me who could counteract a fake civil rights leader like Jesse Jackson or a fake civil rights leader like Al Sharpton or a fake civil rights junior like Martin Luther King Jr., if we don't have anybody that can counter that, that's going to go through on a bipartisan basis before 2022.
More coming up with Jesse Turner, Republican candidate for Congress in CD1. We'll talk some more politics. We'll also talk some more pandemic. We'll do all that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
They said it couldn't be done, but Dollar Loan Center has done it. We've made getting a signature loan up to $5,000 even faster.
Dollar Loan Center.
Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right, you can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. You can walk out of one of our over 50 locations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Is rent due today? Need to book a last-minute flight? Or maybe your car registration's due today? Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new instant funding. Get up to $5,000 in minutes. There's no added fees and no collateral is needed. There are never any early payment penalties, and we give you over a year if you need it to pay back your loan. Dollar Loan Center is now offering instant funding.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum qualifications. Review all qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information, anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Jesse Turner joining us. He's the Republican candidate for Congress in CD1. He's a civil rights leader and homeless activist and a good guy to boot. And I will simply tell you there is a battle going on in Washington that you may end up being a part of. And it's the Build Back Broke. They say Build Back Better bill, but they just found out from the CBO that the bill doesn't cost $1.75 trillion. It is more like $5 trillion. First of all, do you think the American people are smart enough to see through that?
I don't think it's really they have a choice. I think that's why when we got people now saying I'm not a politician and I don't know politics and all of that. That's stupid. I'm not voting for nobody that don't know politics now, because we need people to understand. It's not just getting up just to get up off the couch. I'm a brick mason too, but that don't qualify me. Like I said, what qualifies me is I actually am a politician and understand the politics of this. Like I was saying, once Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, flipper flopper Lindsey Graham got together with Manchin and Sinema and decided that the Senate is going to have control. This sounds really working. Senators taking control because they don't have these term limits. They decide that now. So now Joe Manchin only needs 50 Democrat votes. He sits in a room with Mitch McConnell, and they decide what the number is, and they shove it down everybody's throat, whether I like it on the right or the communists like it on the left. Mitch McConnell and Manchin are in control. The American people didn't elect these two people to be like pseudo presidents together, but that's really what's happening in Washington. So we have politicians that don't understand it. They shouldn't even be in politics, for one, or go to Washington. When I go to Washington, I understand how Washington works. I'm just one of the few people willing to say it. Mitch McConnell and Joe Manchin have joined together to usurp power because they know Joe Biden is a dingbat and Kamala Harris is even dumber.
My question to you is the what do they call it? Unaffiliated, nonpartisan, independent, call it what you will, that they are dominating. There are more of them than there are Democrats or Republicans. And my question is, how should we be talking to the unauthorized or unaffiliated or independents, whatever you want to call them? How should we deal with them? What should our message to them be?
Well, we have to have a counter message. That's why me and you talk about Madison Avenue. We both understand sales. And so what we have is a constant subliminal message through the news. Most of the news is commercials inside of the news. So it's a constant message. This new utopia, this communist utopia. So it's almost like a subliminal sale. And until we move from these 1980 strategies of buttons and knocking on doors and understand that the Democrats have went through a constant messaging. Right now we have public court, so everything's on trial. It's more subliminal constant messaging. And until we catch on to it on the right and change, and because we can't have a commercial and wait till like 2 weeks before the election. Every year the commercials start, the Republicans start running commercials talking about, I'm for this, and I'm such and such, and I approve this message. While 24/7, the Democrats have a subliminal message going on of a liberal lifestyle through every commercial, and it's done straight through Madison Avenue. So until we understand how marketing works, that everything is now branding. President Trump understood branding, so he was good at branding his opponents. Then they branded him and branded the party after January the 6th. Until we get to understanding branding, the importance of not being branded violence, or the importance of being branded as peace and nonviolence, real civil rights conduct of character, instead of being branded as terrorist and violent, you know, anti-American, you know, racist, we're always going to lose the independent vote, because their natural reaction is, Don't vote on policies. Vote whether you're going to save America from hatred and racism. And then by the time they make their reactionary mail-in vote, it's too late. Now you got communism.
I want to ask you about what's going on now in sports. In fact, I just saw a number of Broadway shows have gone dark. And there are people asking, should we be traveling?